Today's shir will be Nedarim Lamed Amud Aleph. We are up to on Chaf Tes Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. So Gemara says like this: Yosef, Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Kaimid, Rabbi Yirmiya. So they're sitting in front of Rabbi Yirmiya, and Rabbi Yirmiya v'ka menam name Rabbi Yirmiya. He was like dozing off, so they wanted to say something exciting to wake him up, to get him back into the Torah discussion. So Yas v'ka'amris, they sat and they said the following din. Lefi, the Bar Pada. According to Bar Pada, we learned about yesterday, was about doing the pidyon by the hekdesh. Da'amr pedon v'chozros v'kodshos, that if you were going to these netios, then they become hektish again. So tishit the boy Rabbi Yoshia. Now with that, we can answer up the kasha, the question Rabbi Yoshia had. Hanosein shte prutos leisha. Okay, the man gives two prutos to a woman. V'amalai says to her, v'achas, with one of these hiskad shili. You're going to be married to me today. V'achas, with one of them, the other one, hiskad shili la'acher shagar sheikh. You're going to be remarried to me after I divorce you. So that was his question. What's the halacha? Now, does that second kedushin, is that chal after the divorce? I mean, the guy says, I have a sense of, I have a temper, I get angry, whatever it is, I'm gonna divorce you, but here's going to be the second one to do that. So, according to Bar Pada, right, when Bar Pada said that in the chozos for code shows, then once your poda becomes on again, so then you see from Bar Pada's sheet that once your poda is something, the second one kicks in immediately. So then you could say maybe also hachinami here too, after the same marriage is ended, when he gives her the get, so then the second one kicks right in, right? Hachinami to have a kiddushe, then it should be a good kiddushin. So this is something we've seen many times already, back on Davav and other places in the Masechta, that there is a connection between Hekdesh and Kiddushin. We point out the Tosfos in the beginning of Masechta's Kiddushin says like this, that when a man is Hariat Mikudeshesli, that it also sort of upon the whole world, like to everybody else, just like Hekdesh is. But what's the Halacha? So does this work? So the Rambam in Ishus, Perek Zayin Halacha Yudalad, discusses our case. Our case of the Gemara, he says, "Hanosein shtei prutos leisha va'amalo hareyad mikudeshes lihayom ba'achas va'achas la'achas shegarishte sheagar sheich hare zu mikudeshes." It's true, it works. This is a good. Uchashegarish osa tia mikudeshes ad shegarish osa pam shnia min hakidushay pruta shnia. So the second marriage kicks in unless he decides to divorce her a second time, right? Okay, then he goes to other conditions about if he becomes a ger, or if, okay, other conditions are sad. But our case about giving the two putos, says the Rambam, this does work. So that was the case. So again, now Rabbi Yirmiya was sleeping. So more continues, says, Isar Behu Rabbi Yirmiya. See, he wakes up, he hears the conversation, Omalahu, and he responds back to them. So I guess it worked. They got him back into the conversation. My kamadamisun pedon hu lepidyon acherim. What are you comparing when the guy is poed to them, when two other people are poed to them? These halachos are not similar at all. They're apples and oranges. Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This is what Rabbi Yochanan said. Pada'an hu. If this guy is the one who was poed to the, redeemed the netios, the saplings, chozos ukroshos. Then it becomes hekdesh again. However, pado macherim, but if somebody else would be poed to these before they were cut down, ain chozos ukroshos. They're not going to become hektish again, because they're out of this guy's possession. Once it leaves your possession, okay, that's different. And ve'isha, in the case of a woman, right, when she's been divorced, she got her get, that's the same thing. It's the same thing, like somebody else was redeemed her. So then it doesn't kick in again, because once she's divorced, she's completely separated from him, right? And then the second marriage can only kick in with her consent. If she refuses, you can't do a bal korcha. She has to agree to that. So there was really, with the hekdesh, in other words, it's like this. There was really no time when it wasn't within someone's reshus. It was either in my reshus, or it belonged to hekdesh. My reshus or hekdesh. But the isha, there was a period of time where it wasn't in hers. The Ran speaks this out in fifth line, wide line. Yotzos Mirshus Habal Rishusa. When she gets divorced, then she is immediately out of her husband's Rishus into her own. The Ein Kedushin Chalon Aleh. Right? So Vakashali asked the Ran, Adraba, one second, Isha upon who? Damya. This should be a case where the woman did herself. Shikashem Shinatios Halalu Lefisha Enam Yotos Mirshus Hekdesh. O Mirshuso Matilagdushinhu Laacher Shivdu. You could be part of them again. Kach Ishazu. The same too should be true with this woman. Kim Shaini Yotas Mirshus Habal O Mirshus Atzma. She hasn't got from her husband her own. Bidinhu Shitehe Yechola His Kadesh Meato Afila Acher Shit His Garish. Right? Venichalis, it says the Ron, it's like this. The E Matya Ishil Lakadish Atzma Leish. If you would say that the woman could be Mekadish herself, so Hachinami, right? That'd be true. Havihi, Dumya, the Mekadish, the Makdish, and the Tios Mamish. That would be true. Ella, however, says the Ran, important you sowed here. Kevin Shetor Omer, Ki Yikach Ish Isha. The man will take the woman. Vilo Omer, the Torah didn't say Ki Tilkach Isha Liish, she'll be taken. Lo kol hemena shetachnis atzma l'shusabal. It's not like she enters into the, she brings herself into them. Mishum halchi perakama kedushin de I omra hi lo velo om vi omra hi. All right, hare murusach loch emidame vidvrek mamish. This is the line. Ella mikaven shehi maskemes likedushi haish. When she agrees to marry this man, and that's the whole yesod, that has to be done with her willingly. He mivatels dato l'ritzona. She is mivatel her das and her ratzon. Umeshavi nafshe etzal habal kedavr shel hefker. It's as if she's hefker v'habal machnisa l'rishusa, and then he brings her in. Right? I think Rabbi Razer said a lashon of like, you know, she opens the door and he walks right in. That's the type of idea. Hilkach, therefore, ein anu donin bikidushin mitzad ha'isha, el mitzad ha'bal. That's why I go on from his perspective. L'gabi ba'al, kipidui macherim damya. And from his perspective, that's why it's considered as if it's someone else had done this. De bikidushin harishonim, he birishu. So that was his kidusha. La'achir gerishun, yotza mirishu. So she has officially, technically, gone out of his rishu. Very important Ron there. Okay, the Mora goes back inside and says, V'itmar nami. We also said like this, Amar of Ami, Amar of Yochanan, Lo Shon Elish Padon Hu. That's only a case when he was part of the Nitiyos himself, of Padum Achem. If other people were the ones who redeemed it, Ein Chosros Kedoshos, that they don't kick back in the Kedusha because he can't be Makdishim because they were in somebody else's Rishus and it no longer depends upon on his Kavana. Okay, next Mishnah. Discussing now, the next few Mishnah I'm going to discuss when a person makes a statement, who is considered to be included in that statement of his neder. So it's like this. Hanoder miyorde hayam. Guy takes a neder, he's not going to get any hano from somebody who is yorde hayam, who travels on the sea. Samut biyoshe hayasha. So okay, in that case, he's allowed to get benefit from somebody who lives on the yabasha, the dry land. If he said it may Yoshe Habasha, but he says, I'm not going to get any Hanoa benefit from people who live on dry land, also Miyorde Hayam. So in this case, he's also going to be also from getting benefit from anyone who goes out to the sea, because you know you don't live on the sea your whole life, you're on the dry land also. Sheyorde Hayam, Bichlal Yoshe Habasha, because that's included in his statement, that's what he meant. Lo ke'ele shaholchim me'akol yafo. Now it's interesting, we'll have to define what exactly does it mean, is yorde hayam. It's not like the people who travel by ship from Akko to Yafo, right? Akko is up in the north near Lebanon, and Yafo is like Tel Aviv. Ella rather b'mi shedarka lefarish. It means someone who normally goes off to far places, like foreign countries, but some of them for sure explain, if you're traveling from Akko to Yafo, you could really just sail along the coast, the entire thing, right? It's like adjacent to the dry land, so that's not really called Yorde Hayam. Okay, says the Gemara like this. Rav Papa, Rav Acha, Bered, the Rav Ika, Chad Masnia Reisha, Chad Masnia Seifa. So we're discussing this whole clause we had at the very end. Is it going on the first case in the Mishnah or the second case? Man Detani Areisha Masni Hochi. So the one who learns going on the Reisha, this is how he learns Pshat. Hanoide meyorde hayam. If a person would take a neder not to get any benefit from those who go out to sea, muter biyoshe v'yabasha. He's allowed to have people on the land. Ha biyorde hayam oser. for the Yoni Hayam, the one also Velo Ke'elu, and not like those, how holy may Akali Yafo. Not like those who go from Akko to Yafo, right? The Halin Yoshve Hayabasha Ninhu. We treat these people like they live on dry land. Elamisha darken the farish. But it has to be the people who normally go out, those types of people who take long journeys, that's what's gonna be Osir. Okay, Uman de Masnia Seifa, Masni Hochi. And if you're going to learn what's going on the Seifa, the second case in the Mishnah, this Akko and Yafo, so how would you learn it? It'd be like this. Hanodemi Yoshe Yabasha, a person takes a vow that I can benefit from those on dry land. Osb Yorde Hayam. Veloba Ed Hahochi Ma'akol Yafo Bilvad, not only those who go from Akko to Yafo. Ella afilu b'mi shedark lefarish, and even those who go for far journeys to other countries, they're also included. Hoyel v'sofa liyabasha salek. Eventually, they're going to have to get onto the dry land. No one lives their entire life at sea. You can take a month-long cruise, a six-month cruise, whatever it is, but eventually you get onto to dry land. Since everybody's eventually going to go onto the yabasha, the dry land, so all people are really called what? Yoshvei Yabasha. The Rambam, just to end off for today, brings this down in the Nedarim, Perek Tes, Yud Tes. Hanodim Yodeh Hayam Mutter B'Yoshvei Yabasha. Right? You took the vow not for people on the sea. You're allowed to have people on the land. Me'Yoshvei Yabasha also B'Yodeh Hayam. Afalpi Shei Mefarshim Be'emtza Hayam HaGadol She'Yodeh Hayam B'Chlal Yoshvei Yabasha. Because those who travel on the sea are also considered in the category of Yoshvei Yabasha.